listening to Lost Media Podcast. I'm your host, Eugene Daniels, and this is episode number 4. Our topic today is, why did Little Einstein's Rocket on a Mission had a premiere on Disney Junior and other channels from international? Fake. Mock. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it.
Title: Why did Little Einstein's Rocket on a Mission have a premiere on Disney Junior and other international channels? Fake. Mock.
Introduction.
Welcome to today's podcast, where we will delve into the intriguing world of children's television and explore the fictional reasons behind the global premiere of the popular show, Little Einstein's Rocket on a Mission. This episode aims to provide a lighthearted and humorous take on the decision-making processes that might have led to the widespread broadcast of this beloved show on Disney Junior and other international channels. Please remember that the following content is purely fictional and intended for entertainment purposes only. Let's dive into the fanciful world of Little Einstein's Body.
1. The Universal Language of Music.
One possible reason for the global premiere of Little Einstein's Rocket on a Mission on Disney Junior and other channels worldwide could be the show's ingenious use of music. The creators must have realized that music transcends boundaries and that the joy of melodies would resonate with children across various cultures. By incorporating classical music into each episode, the Little Einsteins captured the attention of young minds on a global scale, making it a perfect candidate for international distribution. 2. Cultural Exchange.
The whimsical adventures of the Little Einsteins often take place in different countries, highlighting various landmarks, traditions, and cultures. The creators may have intended to inspire curiosity and spark interest in different countries among young viewers. By showcasing stunning visuals and providing educational snippets about different cultures, the show fosters an appreciation for diversity and a desire to explore the world. Hence, the decision to premiere Little Einstein's Rocket on a Mission internationally could be seen as a deliberate effort to promote cultural exchange and global understanding.
3. International Collaboration.
In the spirit of fostering international cooperation, creating Little Einstein's Rocket on a Mission could have been a collaborative effort, with animators, writers, and voice artists from different countries coming together. Such collaborations often result in broader distribution as it allows for shared resources, cultural input, and market viability. Disney Junior and other channels may have recognized the importance of embracing such collaborations to engage audiences worldwide and tapped into this aspect to maximize the show's potential.
4. Taking Little Einsteins into Space. Considering the show's title, Rocket on a Mission, one could argue that it symbolizes a journey beyond the confines of Earth. With numerous space agencies and organizations investing in space exploration, the creators might have strategically aligned the show's theme with the global interest in space missions. Perhaps they saw an opportunity to foster children's interest in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, STEM, by introducing space concepts through the adventures of Rocket and his friends. This could have made the show an appealing choice for international channels seeking to promote STEM education in young audiences. Conclusion.
While this episode presented fictional situations and reasons behind the global premiere of Little Einstein's Rocket on a Mission on Disney Junior and other international channels, it's essential to acknowledge the actual significance of children's television programming. Shows like Little Einstein's play a vital role in shaping young minds, encouraging curiosity, and exposing children to diverse cultures, music, and concepts. Despite the fictional nature of this discussion, it is a reminder of the important role that quality children's content plays in the world of entertainment and education.
This is all for today, guys. My name is Eugene, and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Lost Media Podcast and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks. Bye-bye.